Knox Orthopedics is your clinic of choice for orthopedic care for three reasons: Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell. These highly experienced orthopedists help with a full range of traumatic or chronic bone and joint conditions. With on-site X-ray, MRI, bracing, and physical therapy, each physician oversees your individual treatment to deliver you from hurting to wellness, returning you to productive, pain-free enjoyment of life. 3 Medical Plaza in Mountain Home. Appointments also available in Harrison and West Plains. We can fix that. KnoxOrthopedics.com.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
We welcome you to the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show here on Classic Hits 101.7. Our score at halftime, Mountain Home Boys trailing Jonesboro 29-13. We'll look over some of our numbers in a moment. Right now we're joined at the broadcast position by Mountain Home girls basketball coach Dell Leonard. And Dell, tough night tonight. I know it was a 39-30 loss to Jonesboro. I know you mounted a little bit of a comeback there late in the game, but probably a little too much time ran off the clock by then.
You know, I don't know that I'll ever understand kids as long as I coach, but, you know, I chose a profession that, you know, is in the hands of teenage kids, so you better figure it out, you know, and I got to figure that part out. But, I love our kids. I wouldn't trade them for anybody. Nobody means to miss shots. We took care of the ball for the most part. We had some untimely turnovers in crucial times.
Yeah,
especially late, but we got pretty much the shots we wanted from where we wanted, and we just didn't make shots tonight. I thought we had kids pressing a little bit, and that's because they care, and they care about their teammates, they care about each other, and we didn't get it done on the offensive end. Defensively, we were plenty good enough. We held them, and I think I look up when it's 32-21. And we start, you know, having to extend and foul a little bit.
Yeah.
And so they end up getting, you know, 8 more points that we, you know, but still, you hold them to less than 40 points, 39 points, even lower than that before you have to start fouling. I just feel like that there's enough talent out there for us that we should score more points than that. And like I said, the girls, they don't mean to miss shots, but, sometimes when things aren't just going great, I think what we have is we have a group of really good kids that start pressing a little bit instead of just like, all right, let's find a way to win right here. Let's get it done. And at least that's the way I felt tonight. And hopefully the rest of the year, this is something that we can look back on and say, you know what, we did learn some things tonight about us that I think we can probably add to, you know, our arsenal a little bit. It's a tough one. It's a tough one. I'm upset for the kids. I mean, I'm not upset at them. I'm upset for them.
Yeah.
And they deserve better, but they also, nobody's going to give it to them. So they have to go get it. And that's the way you got to look at it. And we'll get ready for the next one. But, you know, Matt, if we don't get some rhythm and start putting the ball in the hole, better than that, we can't be a 60-something point team one night and turn around and score 31 the next. You know, that roller coaster is going to cause a lot of peaks and valleys and heartaches. And there's nobody, I mean nobody in our league that we will beat scoring 31 points.
Yeah.
Nobody. And, you know, and I think that we have the type of kids that will they won't point fingers. They'll say, okay, I got to be better, and they'll go to work, and they'll do the best they can to be better.
Well, hopefully we'll be able to do that Tuesday night. You're actually going to be probably about a half hour from here over at Green County Tech. What can you tell me about them this year?
Physical, well-coached, everybody in our league is. They're going to see this score tonight and know the situation, of course, with the salary kid not playing. And I was going to ask you about that.
You know,
I'm not sure what's going on. I tried. I'd like to think that didn't become a a mental overconfident thing for our kids.
Yeah.
I don't think it did. I don't think they even thought it twice about it.
Yeah.
But you know, they'll probably talk to Coach Davis or Coach Christenberry, and you know, how did y'all hold them, and they'll probably do a lot of what they did, and but they're going to see that score tonight, and it's going to motivate them and excite them, and it should. And we'll have to go in there to their place, and we'll have to get it done and get ready for the next one. But you know, it was a great opportunity tonight, and we didn't take advantage of it, and we got to go back to work. It's the first conference game of the year. Last year we lost our first one. We ended up going, I think, 1-2 in that first round, and the one we won was in double overtime, and ended up 2-3. After our first five games, and next thing you know, I mean, we get on a roll and we figure some things out, and we end up 3-seed and have a really good run in the playoffs.
Right.
But this is a good league, and this is a really good league, and you play like we played tonight on the offensive end, and again, not a lot of turnovers, but a lot of not just a lot of taking shots with the wrong mindset. If I'm having to yell at you to shoot it, then you've already missed.
Yeah.
And that's the thing that our kids have got to understand, is that when they're open, when they catch it, if their first thought needs to be to score. And if it's not that, then that's putting the wrong – they're getting the wrong mindset. So but we just got to be better. And it's not going to be easy Tuesday night at all. Will not be easy at all.
All right. Well, Dell, thanks for joining us, and good luck on Tuesday.
Thanks, Matt. And I do want to say that, you know – Addison Yates had a double-double tonight,
yes.
and that was a huge bright spot for us, and she's playing sick. I mean, she's really, really sick, and, you know, to go out and do what she did offensively, I was proud of Addison. I'm proud of all of them. I don't want that to come off the wrong way. I'm proud of all of them. I want more for them.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Dell, thank you so much.
All right, thank you.
That was Matt Selm, girls basketball coach, Dell. Let's go ahead and take a look at our stats real quick.
Significant weather update. A severe thunderstorm warning has been issued until 9 p.m. tonight for Boone, Pope, Newton, and Johnson counties. Storms are currently moving northeast at about 45 miles an hour. Both strong straight-line winds and large hail will be likely with these storms. Wind gusts to 70 miles an hour are likely, along with 1-inch diameter hail. In addition to strong straight-line winds and large hail, tornadic development is, again, also a possibility, although at this time, none has been observed or detected by Doppler radar. To recap, a severe thunderstorm warning continues until 9 p.m. tonight for Boone, Pope, Newton, and Johnson counties. Stay tuned for additional updates. I'm meteorologist Derek Height.
Mount Home with 9 turnovers in this game so far. Jonesboro with 4, no ties, no lead changes. That's going to wrap up the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show. We're going to come back and get the second half started in just a moment. Our score at the break, Mountain Home leading Jonesboro. Jonesboro leading Mountain Home 29-13. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Hello, this is Sally Gilbert, Community Bank President of Arvest Bank. At Arvest, we are committed to exceeding the needs of our customers each and every day, and we're proud to have been voted Best Bank by the Baxter Bulletin readers for the 5th year in a row. We're passionate about helping those in the Twin Lakes area find financial solutions for life. See for yourself. Come by one of our locations or visit arvest.com to experience the Arvest difference. Member FDIC.